This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey guys, what is going on? My name is Amy Amore, and you're listening to Escort Confessions. So I know it's been a while, actually 4 months or so. So I've just been super busy. I've been traveling, I've been writing, I've been doing lots of things, but also not a lot of things. Oh my God, where are we in the timeline? So last time I talked about my trip to Bahamas, and that one was interesting, but I had fun. I had lots of fun. And then literally a week after that, I went to the Alcatraz Museum of Crime in Pigeon Forge, which is in Tennessee. And the day after that, I went to Dollywood for like literally 4 hours because I came for the rides and because like Dollywood is one of the like best amusement parks in the United States, which if you're a fan of her music and just her as a person, yeah, you would have fun. But I only went on the rides and they were not the best. I've been to, you know, Universal Studios, Disneyland, and those are better. But Dollywood had much shorter lines. And because it was close to Thanksgiving, there weren't a lot of people there. Also, it was pretty cold, so it was a good time to go, and it wasn't expensive. I was kind of surprised how affordable it was in Dollywood, but I actually liked the Alcatraz Museum of Crime because I don't watch, you know, the crime documentaries, but I do know quite a good bit about serial killers. So imagine my surprise when I saw Ted Bundy's car. And I'm like, oh my God, people got murdered there, which is not good, but it's like, I've been wanting to see his exhibit for years now. So, but yeah, you know, first I heard about Ted Bundy was back in 2017, like 2017, 2018. Like, I did not know who it was before that, but then I was kind of writing this story and he inspired me to write it. And it's horrible what happened to these women, but it's like, he was cute. Like, I'm sorry, he was intelligent, quite fun and charming. And but anyways, I was excited to be, to see his exhibit. After that, I went to Dollywood. I had my fun. And then after that, I actually went to this really cool place. The place is called The Island, and it was because it was close to Thanksgiving, you know, you Americans, you guys like to basically decorate everything months in advance. So of course Christmas decorations were up, it was nighttime already, and it looked so magical, and I got to visit a few galleries there, and just kind of walk around, take pictures, take a few videos, and the island at Pigeon Forge, really good, highly recommend going there. It's like a shopping center, but also they have a few art galleries. They have this really cool candy factory and with candy all around the world. So I do recommend going there. So that was pretty much my trip to Dollywood. I did get to see the Smoky Mountains. They're smoky because if you go to them, you know, the clouds cover them a little bit. So that's why they're called smoky. I think, I'm actually not sure for 100%, but I'm guessing that's why they're called smoky, because of the clouds. So yeah, and after that, I've honestly just been kind of at home working on things, and I got into a show of the anthology series, and I started planning a trip to London, because so the writers who wrote this show, they actually did a play based on that show. So yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, I gotta go to London again. And I did that. And yeah, I'm actually gonna talk about it in the next podcast. But basically, you know, since December, actually in December, I got to go ice skating. And I liked that. And also, I started doing like those things. It's a little bit of cheating, but also kind of breaking the system in a way. So instead of getting the regular gym membership, you can actually sign up for a free trial at any gym. And I signed up for multiple free trials. So basically, like anytime I was in the city, I pretty much went to the gym for free. Worked out. Took advantage of that and went home, and it was great. And one, like, the certain specific day, I think it was a Tuesday, so in the morning I went to the kickboxing class, which took out a lot of me. And then after that, I went to this CrossFit course, which was at one of the garages. And I'm like, am I in the right place? Because it was like in the middle of nowhere. But so I did that. That took me out. I was literally half dead by the time that finished. And then after that, I was going to go to Gold's Gym. But I was like, I can't do it. I can't. It's too much. And yeah. So free trials. Sign up for free trials if you don't have time to go to gym regularly. But also if you want to get fit. Because it does help. Yeah. So I'm going to talk about more things that I did over the course of December, January, and February in the next few podcasts. So thank you for listening to this one. And I will talk to you guys next time.